Okay, I learned Shabbat Shalom for Shlomo Mordechai Zev Ben Figa, also for Sarah Bar Chaya,
Aaron
Ben Chana, and Daniel Ben Frima, Basoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So we're going to be Kabbalist a little bit right now. I hope that doesn't scare anyone away. We're just like Bomer, Shimon Bar Chai, his yard site. So we're gonna go to something very simple, and to do something connected with the Parsha. And something that really connects with Yerushalayim, as we know that Yom Yerushalayim is right around the corner, right? But here we go. So the Sefer Yetzirah writes an amazing thing. I'm sorry I didn't have sheets anyone. We didn't have so much paper, and my wife had like 25 high school girls over for tonight for dinner, so it wasn't the time for me making calories. I'm maybe in the oven. So the Sefer Yetzirah writes an amazing thing. There are those who say that Sefer Yetzirah was a Kabbalistic work. There are those who say that Avraham Avinu was the author, that Avraham Avinu wrote the Sefer Yetzirah. So in life, it's probably a good thing to pay attention to what the Sefer has to say. The Sefer says, "Shebara habori yisparach sabriya ashalosh bechinos." The Kadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, He created it in three levels, and they each connect with each other. Eluhin, these are the three things: Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Right? Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. What's Olam? The place in the world. Olam means world, so the place in the world. Shana is a year, which means the time of the world.
Yeah.
And Nefesh means the soul of the world, a person. So He's going to say over here, so each of those three things, the time, space, and person, they always connect.
Yeah.
We're going to see where we're going to go here. What is the Parsha in Bahar? We're not going to focus on Bechu Kosai for now. Bahar, the first few psukim, they talk about Shabbos, and they talk about
Shemitah.
Yeah. Right? The same way you rest for Shabbos, you should rest for Shemitah. And we're going to see an amazing idea brought down from Rav Kluger, who is a great mashkiach of Breslov and Beit Shemesh. We're going to see how he really connects. He connects that what Shabbos is in time, what Shabbos is in time, Shemitah is also, it's the Shemitah of the cycle, right? Shabbos comes every 7 days, Shemitah comes every 7 years, and we're also going to explain that what Shabbos is in time, what Shemitah is in time also. The Jewish people are also in space. Shabbos, I'm not losing anyone yet. I'm not losing anyone, and Eretz Yisrael is the place for it, specifically Yerushalayim. So okay, so let's go in order of where we're holding. Let's start off first with the Arvei Nachah. So the Arvei Nachah writes here, Ma Shmita, was just what we said before, just a chazar to be able to get this together. Ma Shmita hi bizman, just like Shmita, right, resting every seventh year, that's the time. Yushalayim hi b'makom, Yushalayim is the space for that. Kilomar, Yushalayim sholeta Shmita timidis asher lo tifsak. Yushalayim are really an Eretz Yisrael. You have the constant Shmita that never leaves. V'chol shivas hashanim nimses b'hashmita. Says Rav Wolfson in his sefer called Sion v'Yirah. Rav Wolfson was the mashgiach in Tover Das for many, many years. He has a sefer called Amunus Itecha. If you ever want to see him, he's usually down in Miami Beach from Shabbos of Parsha Shmos until Mishpatim to get away from the New York cold. Really, he's an amazing, amazing person. If you want, I could try to tell you where he hangs out a little bit in Miami, but that's not for now.
Tower 41.
Yeah, not Tarkabon, the Shtibo a little bit. He hangs out with the Hasidim. So he says, yeah, Dej, exactly. So what Shemitah is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. And then when Shvius comes, Mispashetis Yerushalayim hi me'en el me'en olam haba, b'chol eretz Yisrael, u'b'chin ezman, tispasas ha-Shabbos akol azman kulo, v'yom shkulo Shabbos. So what Shabbos is in time, Shemitah is also in time, but Shemitah is only once every 7 years. Shabbos is the Shemitah once every 7 days. I know we're going to get practical here, don't worry. And the Jewish people in Yerushalayim are in space, right? Just remember those things, three things. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam, place, Shana, time, Nefesh, soul. Okay, so now let's go to Rav Kluger's idea, the connection of Shabbos and Shemitah. So he writes over here, I apologize, I'm just going to read it inside just because it's so beautiful. He writes in the Sefer called Yichud HaShabbos. He also, by the way, was in Florida. Had a big Yetzirah. He came in on... For one night. He came which night of the year? He came on Super Bowl night. The big Yetzirah. Watch the game or go to the shir. It happened to be that I was in Miami Beach and he was speaking in North Miami. And the first half wasn't so good, so it wasn't that big a battle. The bigger battle was when I checked my phone in the middle of towards the end of the shir. I'm not going to lie to you. And I saw that what was happening. I made sure to stay there for the end of the shir. And then I drove down 95 down south very quickly back to Miami Beach. So I got to be able to watch overtime as well. Mm-hmm. So Rav Kluger, he's in Florida also, so listen to what he says here. We always see the connection of Shabbos and Shemitah. Sheshneim Yuchadim L'Shem Yisrael Daika. Specifically given to Yisrael. Not just given to the Jews, but given to Yisrael. HaShabbos HiMatana Tova Shenitna LeYisrael. Famously, he's quoting the Gemara on Shabbos. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I have a Matana Tova in my treasure house, and I'm going to give it to Yisrael. Lo Nisna Hashem Elokin L'Goy HaAretz. Implying he's giving it to us, which implies he's not giving it to anyone else. They came as Shemitah, and he says Shemitah is also given to the Jewish people. As we know, the Gemara says in Kiddushah, and Lamed Vav Mabez, he mitzvahs hatulios baretz. Shemitah is tolui on the mitzvahs of the land, right? Kol mitzvah shi'tului baretz, eino noheges ela baretz. Any mitzvah that's dependent upon the land, arla, peya, shechacha, all these mitzvahs, you can only do them in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, that's what the Rambam papasins in Hilchos Shemitah, Yovah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chavav, she'in hashvi'is noheges, ela baretz Yisrael. So he says here that Shabbos is given to Yisrael, and Shemitah was given to Eretz Yisrael. So we see a connection over here.
I'm sure it all connects.
But I think the point that he's saying here is that specifically what Shabbos is in time and Shemitah is in time, it's not only a thing. It's not just a very, very lofty thing. It's dafka given to the Jewish people. B'nei Yisrael, right? The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Yod, it was Matana Tova, and I'm going to give it to B'nei Yisrael. And Shemitah, well, I want to give it only to Eretz Yisrael. Specifically Eretz Yisrael. So he says over here, he always looks for the deeper aspects, right? He goes to the Nigla, he goes to the revealed Torah, but now he's going to give you the deeper aspect as well. But he also has Pinimus Torah, which we're trying to understand the deeper aspect. Shekeshem Hasha HaShabbos Shehi Zechel Masabreshis. Just like Shabbos is remembrance from the beginning of time, right? Zechel Masabreshis, like we say on Friday night. He Kiddushas HaNashama Besoch HaBriya. It represents the holiness of the soul from the beginning of creation. Kimokin Shabbos Haaretz, he kedushas haneshama b'soch armas Eretz Yisrael. So too, he says the soul of the Jewish people is specifically in Eretz Yisrael. She kedushas haneshama b'soch armas Eretz Yisrael. So he says what Shabbos is in time for the time of creation, that's what Eretz Yisrael is also. Dvar megim l'soch kedushas Yisrael. Now he comes back to us as well. Ki kashem she kedushas haShabbos noges b'sod. Right, just so we know that Shabbos was given to us, right? The pasuk says in Shemos, Beni uvei mnei Yisrael osi liolam, is given to the Jewish people. Kamokin kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So too, the kedush of Eretz Yisrael was also given to Klal Yisrael. Right, we know famously, Kadosh Baruch Hu nin haaretz la'Avraham Avinu, b'mamer bris ben ha'basarim. When Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham the bris. And now watch what he says here. Yachan im ha'basur alidus Yitzchak. Specifically, he gave it. When was the bris of Ben Masar? When he gave him the news about who's going to be born? About Yitzchak. And I know famously the Gemara says in Ksubas, a pretty scary Gemara, that a kol dar be'Eretz Yisrael, doma shali sheyesh lo eloka. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like someone who has a God. And someone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's someone who doesn't have, I can't even say it, because it's a very famous Gemara, and it's something a little hard to understand. How could it be? You live in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you'll be living in Eretz Yisrael and not feel Hashem. Right? I have plenty of friends who went to Eretz Yisrael and got less from than they were in Eretz. And I have a lot of friends who went to Eretz Yisrael and got more from. Right? And I know a lot of people who are much stronger in their Avos Hashem in here than there. So obviously it's not just physical. It's also a mindset. It's also like we spoke about last week or 2 weeks ago. And the Baal Shem Tov says that you are where your thoughts are. I mean, you could be standing at the Kotel at Ne'ilah. But you could be in the middle of Times Square, in the middle of Manhattan. Or you could be in Boca Raton, and physically be in Boca in Florida, in the middle of nowhere,
and be in Meron.
But also be in Meron and be in Yerushalayim.
But it's the B'chosa where it says, I'll give you the land of Canaan.
Right.
That's the same.
Oh.
And the same thing. But
same thing. Same meaning.
Yeah.
Cause you're saying that?
I learned that, what you just said now about attached to
Kukosai. Oh, this idea there?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to show me after. So he says over here, so we just, what do we say? Well, you are where your thoughts are. So he says here, we can't just go into Eretz Yisrael and not do anything. Part of what we know, part of the three jobs that we were given, we have to appoint a king, we have to eradicate a Malik, and then we also have to build a Beis Hamikdash. Right? Rabbi Sugarman wants something great Purim Torah, actually on this Purim, on that Dafka, why it's that in that order. Not for now. If you want a good Purim Torah, I'll tell you after. Shem Rabbi Sugarman Shlita. So it says here, the Rashi even says here, he came mitzvahs kibush ha'aretz, you know, ligaresh ha'goyim liyoshev Yisrael ba'ashem. Right? Part of going to Eretz Yisrael is getting rid of those seven nations. What does that mean, getting rid of the seven nations? It doesn't all just mean physically. It means getting rid of the seven nations, the seven midos of tumah in a person, right? It doesn't only mean that. Ki yishuv eretz Yisrael v'kiyum mitzvah tulios ba hu inyan echad amasha hivdel kadosh baruch hu Yisrael maybe ha'am elios lo la'am v'zar lo yikrav aleihem. So basically, Rav Kluger just says the kadosh baruch hu give eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. But you have to make sure that a person has to be able to separate from the Amim and then be an Eretz Yisrael. So how does this get practical? We saw that Shabbos and Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael and Yisrael are all connected. But how do we bring it back down? Just in honor of Yom Yerushalayim, I just want to be able to quote a few things from Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Yaakov Moshe Chalap was the Talmid Muvhak of Rav Kook. If you know Rav Zulun Chalap from YU, this is his grandfather. And I had a tremendous chus this past summer. Last summer, thank God it was raining on my smicha exit interview. And what happened was, we were sat down. He asked me a shaila. I had no idea. Like, he just like a random shaila. Like, I totally botched it. And then I wanted to find out a little more details. So we got off on a tangent, and we were about to walk to Mincha for the new Beis Midrash, and it was raining, so he couldn't go. So we went back in his office. We started telling me crazy stories I've never heard about. His grandfather was a Talmid Muvhak of Rav Kook. Rav Kook for me is very hard to read. It's just very poetic. But he brings it down a little bit to Hebrew that it's a little easier. So I was talking to him, an unbelievable person. Literally lived his life in poverty. He would go with Rav Kook on like trips just by themselves and just like spaziers and just learn Torah together. Unbelievable. So watch what he says about Eretz Yisrael, which connects to Bahar, which connects to Shemitah and Yom Yerushalayim. He says, Eretz Yisrael, he a guf shel Yisrael, ubelo guf ein neshama. Now, we know Chazal say that if you have a neshama without a guf, you're nothing. So it's the same thing. Eretz Yisrael, hi haguf shel Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the land of the Jewish people, is the guf of Chal Yisrael. Below guf, ein neshama. If you don't have the guf, you can't have the neshama. Right? We know, I think the Zohar says also, below kavan, if you don't have kavan in your davening, there's no tefillah. So we could say, really, that tefillah, being Jewish, is great, but having the kavana, that's what Eretz Yisrael is about. Another thing that he says here, below your Eretz Yisrael, ain lahem chayim. He says, without Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a life. A person has that feeling, of that desire to constantly be yearning back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. It's a Shabbos diga feeling. It's a Shemitah diga feeling. It's something that's l'mala min ha-teva. Right? Why is it that Shabbos and Shemitah, it's the seventh day, the seventh year, it's all one thing. It all goes back to Emunah. When a person says, the seventh day comes, I drop everything, I'm able to go on to spend Shabbos, and it doesn't matter what's going on in the office. On Shemitah, 6 years come, now it's the seventh year, I'm dropping it all. It's l'mala min ha-teva. I mean, when we're Lag Ba'Omer, actually, Rav Wolfson even writes, if you take the Gemarash of Lag Ba'Omer, Gemarash, I think, is 351, which is the same Gemarash as l'mala min ha-teva. Lag Ba'Omer is a very big, very big time of Yeshuas. So it's like, Merzov, why didn't you tell me this last week before Lag Ba'Omer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where were you to tell me now? But just because Lag Ba'Omer is over, it doesn't mean that it happened on Sunday, so we're still feeling the Kedusha. Exactly. It's in the week. My friend told me, he said he was leaving Meron on Lag Ba'Omer morning, you know, after Shacharis and everything. It took him 4 hours just to get on a bus. He said it was such a mess. Because when you go to the Tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman writes, when you go to holy places, there's always going to be so much Kedusha there. Be able to go back to regular life. It's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs it to sometimes be able to go through a couple Parises and some hoops and some challenges and some hard times. But that's the whole avoda. The whole avoda, all this where I'm right, that Shabbos and Shemitah is the same thing. You just completely rely fully on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I kind of also want to be able to try to connect this also. So what's the avoda of the week and what's the avoda of Shabbos? So normally Melech, Zochus Ligan Aleinu, hopefully we'll Zochus to go one day to his kever. I know Reimiger is running a whole trip in a couple of weeks. It was the last week of school, so I wasn't able to go. I'm going to all the kvarim in Poland. It's like a booked up trip. And I sat next to him at a chuppah on Sunday, so we were talking a little bit about it. Unbelievable. They're going, like, can you just imagine going to Poland, or Reimiger? They're making their best of their 5-6 days. And then they're going to Eretz Yisrael, obviously. You can't go back to Woodmere after going to Poland. You know, you have to step off in Eretz Yisrael first. So he says over here, in if you look in Vayigash, he says, the vote of the week to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yiras Hashem. There's a lot of confusion throughout the week. A person has to try to be able to understand that it's fearing God, or not fearing, let's say, recognizing God, or being in awe of God. Shabbos comes. Shabbos is a time of Ava. Shabbos is a time that you feel different. It's a time of love. I feel closer to my family. I feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel closer to everything. But he says over here, not that you shouldn't have Ava throughout the whole week. No. He says that just the Ikra should be Yira. But really, they all go together. Like I showed you guys this once, but I'll show it to you again. And if you look at the words Yira and Ava, they actually all go together. If you put the word Yira on top of Ava, right, take the word Yira on top of Ava, so if you take the first two letters of each word, take the first two letters of each word, what does it spell?
Yira.
Yira. Oh. And if you take the last two letters of each word, it spells Ahava. Because part of fearing God is loving Him. Part of loving Him is fearing Him. They both go together. But the ikar time to fear Him, the ikar time to recognize Him, when it's hard, and the whole week it's very confusing, you know what's going on? That's the time to fear. Shabbos, the ikar time is to Ahava. As we said so many times in the past, Rav Aaron Khan Shlita came down from with it. He had like a Miami Kol thing in Fort Lauderdale a couple months ago, and he said, if you can remember to be able to say, if you know the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, the Avodah of the week, you daven Shemoneh Esrei with your eyes closed. There's too much confusion, according to the Zohar. There's too much going on throughout the whole week. Text message here, email, work. If you're able to know the tefillah by heart, best to daven. But Shabbos, you don't want to be sleeping. Shabbos, you want to be open. Shabbos, you want to experience. You want to experience that love, that relationship, that romance with the Beit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole Indian is to be able to understand that Shabbos is l'malam min ha-teva. Shabbos is the chaya olamim. And that's exactly what Yerushalayim is. Eretz Yisrael is, let's say, the Shabbos of right? Eretz Yisrael is Shabbos in space, but Yerushalayim is the Shabbos of Eretz Yisrael, right? If you could say Eretz Yisrael is the Shabbos of the world, but what's the Shabbos Shabboson, according to Rav Wolfson? Yerushalayim. It's the capital. It's the heart. Right? Why is it?
Shlomo used to say that Eretz Yisrael is the house.
Yeah.
And Yerushalayim is the bedroom.
Yerushalayim is the bedroom. Yerushalayim is the
yichud
room. Exactly. Why is it? Why do you think about it? There's no other place in the world where Sam and Rav, he talks about this. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalav talks about it. Why is it there's so much struggle and fighting just for Yerushalayim? I know, to be honest with you, it doesn't look like Boca Raton. You know what I'm saying? Lahavdil, physically.
Right. Yeah.
There's so much struggle and hate and fighting for hundreds of years between Esav and Eretz and Yaakov and also Yishmael. The Christians also. Because when something has such a spiritual elevation, it, you know, there's gonna be fun. Of course, there's gonna be something that's gonna be very, very, very different about it. So we'll just chazon. We'll end up with two mises. So we start off at the beginning from the Sefer Yetzirah. Some say that was the Avram Avinu. We said that just like Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in three capacities. He created it in olam, in space, shana in time, and nefesh in soul. So Wilson quoted from the Arvei Nachal. That Shemitah is in time, Yerushalayim is in space, right? Shabbos and Shemitah are together in time, Yerushalayim is in space, and Yisrael is the Nefesh, right? And Rav Kluger wrote in his paper over here, Yichud HaShabbos, that Eretz Yisrael was given only when the Jewish people, are there, right? When Yisrael, and Shabbos is only given to Yisrael, has a din Eretz Yisrael. Because when it comes down to the Jewish people are part of Eretz Yisrael. We know the Zohar says that Kodesh Baruch and the Torah and the Jewish people are all one, right? So if Eretz Yisrael is we're all B'nai Yisrael, the Torah talks all about Shemitah and talks all about the mitzvahs, we are representatives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? We live l'malam min ha-teva, we live l'malam min ha-teva. And that's exactly what he says, that a person be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to be l'garei shagoyim. What do you have to do? You have to banish the goyim. You have to get rid of them first. What does that mean for a person? It means he has to get rid of the things that hold him back, and then he's able to feel the kedusha of the land. Then we saw the few things from the Meimarim of Yaakov Moshe Chalap. The Eretz Yisrael is the guf of Eretz Yisrael, and ain guf below neshama. You can't have a guf without the neshama. And finally, it says Eretz Yisrael below Eretz Yisrael ain lahem chaim. If you don't have Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a life. At the end of the day, what's the practical message? I think the practical message is. So we have to realize that we're the Jewish people. We're B'nai Yisrael. We live in the Ma'alim Eretz Teva. And we have to do our part to connect to Shabbos, in a deeper way. Not just, I'm just experiencing Shabbos and not doing this, but I want to experience Shabbos. I'm not just doing the shumbers of Shabbos. I'm not just not doing the mitzvahs of los aseis. Right? The Ramban famously writes in Parshas Yisrael, why is it asei docha los aseis? Why is it that an active mitzvah pushes away a negative mitzvah? Because mitzvahs aseh represents avas Hashem, right? When you do something for someone, it's showing love. And mitzvahs los aseh represent yiras Hashem. And what's higher? Doing something out of love or doing something out of fear? So I talked to my students this week. They said, oh, it's fear. When your mother tells you to clean your room, it's fear. No, I said, okay, good. You're going to come to a point, you're going to realize that when you want to help, when you want to make your parents proud, and I'm sure they're all just being facetious, when you make your parents proud, be able to clean the room even without them telling you, that's a higher level. The Shabbos is the ikar time for that ahava. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is the ikar time to feel the love of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Shemitah, there's so much yira, there's so much confusion. And specific, exactly, you need the gevurah, but you can't have the ahava without the yira, right? You need both. As one of the rabbis said, from Yerushalayim Michal Zlachev, he says, the pasuk we say in Ladav and Mizmor, right? The Shir Shayom for Sunday, and we say it also when you put the Torah back. The pasuk says, Mi Yala Bahar Hashem, Mi Yalkam Ekom Kodesh. So it's Mi Yala Bahar Hashem, who could go up the mountain? Who could stay in its place? What does he say? It's the Ava times when you feel close to Hashem. Shabbos, Purim, Ne'ilah, Shalosh Shudos, a good Niggun. Is Yiras Hashem. It's taking that Ava, but making sure the Ava doesn't go away. It's keeping it intact. It's keeping making sure that when you're going to have the hard times, and you will have the hard times, it's taking that Ava that you once have, taking that closeness, and be able to make sure that you remember it and you keep it together with you. So just to be able to close with the story, I know we said two stories, but I think this is definitely the one we're going to go with. So the Biyana Rebbe, I think, I don't know if it was his first trip, one of his trips to Eretz Yisrael. And finally, they land. They're on their way to Yerushalayim, and I don't know, it's around a 40-45 minute trip, or sometimes you have to stop off in Paris, a little longer. And what happened was, the student saw the Biyana Rebbe, and he was just staring out the window. You know the story, right? He was just staring out the window. Different, but similar. So what happened was, is that, you know, there's always a good chassid in the story, and so Rebbe knew, like, what are you thinking about? What's going on in your mind? So he said, like, to be honest with you, the pasuk says, Enei Hashem Elokecha Tomid Ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are constantly on Eretz Yisrael. If Hashem's eyes are constantly on Eretz Yisrael, how could I take my eyes off of Eretz Yisrael? He just wanted to experience Eretz Yisrael so much. Each one of us go to Eretz Yisrael every seventh day. Shabbos, what Shabbos is in time, Eretz Yisrael is in space. Right? Why is it that there, at the end of the day, I would love to be in Eretz Yisrael. If Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it for me right now, that's my avod. I would love to be there right now. I'm going to do whatever I can. But Shabbos is in time when Eretz Yisrael is in space. It's a time where we feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's extra love. It's a time where we feel so close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us now, going into the 10 days before Shavuos, be able to understand we're living in a special time. We're living in the times right before Mashiach. And we should be zochah to think about Shabbos in a deeper way. We should be zochah to understand that in Shabbos and Shemitah is in time, Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael is in space. Be able to understand that we, as the Jewish people, have a tremendous connection to Eretz Yisrael. And this connection to Shemitah, right? Everything's Lamala Minateva, the Jewish people are Lamala Minateva. And we should be Zocha to grow to Kodesh Baruch Hu in every single way, no matter what it is. We do our part, but everything we do to be able to understand, we have to always try to find the inner connection. Not just to have a Shabbos, or to have my trip to Eretz Yisrael just be a trip, but try to find meaning in everything. Find meaning in Shabbos, find meaning in Yerushalayim, and find meaning in Eretz Yisrael. If we do this, we should be Zocha to have Matan Torah in Yerushalayim, your Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Amen.
Sure. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.